It is correct, and I think that that was always anticipated, especially when the other two casinos that we have open in the state are relatively modest in size compared to Maryland Live. So for the month of September, we had $42.9 million of total gaming revenue, and $32 million of that came from Maryland Live. Of course, by the end of September, they had, for the first month since they've been opened, had all of their machines operating, and that's 4,750 slot machines, compared to 1,500 machines at Hollywood Casino Perryville and only 800 at Ocean Downs.
Subject of Hollywood Casino Perryville, in a year-to-year comparison, their revenue is down. What do you make of that?
Well, it's obviously continued a trend that's been established since Maryland Live opened, and again, I think that that was anticipated, that there would be some adjustment in the marketplace when you had such a larger facility coming online.
Concerned about that facility?
I beg your pardon?
Concerned about Hollywood Casino Perryville? I mean, that it's not, it may, there may be a point where it may not be profitable?
Well, I don't think it's an issue of whether it's profitable or not. I think it's obviously still generating revenue. It's probably a question of whether it's generating the revenue that its ownership would like to see. But certainly there hasn't been any indication that the ownership is thinking of doing anything other than, I think, scaling back maybe the number of casino or the number of slot machines that they have on the floor. And they've indicated to us that they'd like to have about 500 of the 1,500 that they now have removed.
Something the Lottery Commission has to address, or is that the Video Lottery Commission that has to address that?
No, I think that that'll come through what is now the Lottery and Gaming Control Commission, and we were charged through the legislation that passed in the special session to put together a regulation to accommodate those requests, and it's in the mix along with a number of regulations that we have to work through here over the next couple of months.
The casino at Ocean Downs, I understand they had a rather successful September, and their revenue is actually up year to year. What do you make of that?
That continues a trend. They have been up really every month since they've had a year-over-year comparison. They opened in January of 11, so it was a modest 5%, although 5% up is good. And, of course, they're entering the time of year when the general activity at the casino and certainly in the Ocean City area begins to decline because not as much tourist traffic. So I think that they have been employing some new marketing approaches and really just working hard to try to further advertise and make people aware of the facility, and it's continued to be reflected in their revenue numbers.
Casino gambling where you expected it to be at this stage with the three of the five casinos open? I mean, are things in Maryland progressing as you might have expected them?
Well, I think we've never really adopted any, particular projections. Those were done in Annapolis for the legislative services. I don't think there's any doubt that, people wish that the program had developed more quickly. I think the initial projections when this was being discussed in 2007 and through the vote in 2008 had thought that all five of the casinos would be up and operating by now. That's not the case. On the other hand, I think it is delivering on the promise that the program is delivering on the promise that I think the people of the state of Maryland thought that it would when they were voting for it in 2008, and that's generating revenue for the state. Particularly for the Education Trust Fund, which is $20.8 million better off after September, and also creating jobs. And we've now got 1,500 people working at the Maryland Live facility in Anne Arundel County, in addition to new jobs in Cecil County and in the Ocean City area, and that's important this time.
I know you're waiting for the results of the vote on Question 7, as is everybody else. The debate over Question 7, all of the ads, the whole campaign, is that impacting current casino business in Maryland at any of the three facilities?
I don't have any reason to believe that the campaign is having an impact on patrons actually going to the facility. I think, Perryville is seeing some readjustment in its revenue since Maryland Live opened. Ocean Downs continues to do well in year-over-year comparisons, and you know, Maryland Live is obviously, you know, moving forward, and they've now got their entire gaming floor open and all but one amenity up and operating. And I think, you know, it's moving forward as we had anticipated.